good liquid, maybe milk or cream and mix with sugar and nutmeg or something like that, that you could pour over a pie would be called a kind of a...
I don't know, what, an icing or something?
Mm-hmm. What about a sauce or gravy or dip?
Sauce.
Mm-hmm. Do you use any of the other words, gravy or dressing or dip?
No, I put gravy over potatoes.
That's something made from meat?
Yeah. They would like something like chicken gravy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Take food taken between regular meals, you call that a
snack.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock I what, breakfast?
I eat breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I'd already
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
eat breakfast.
And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody
has to clean it up.
Has what that glass?
Has broke that glass.
Okay. And you say, I didn't mean to
break the glass.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's
been warmed up.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
And you said you couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and you couldn't
swallow it.
And say if you were real thirsty, you might say, I what, a glass of water?
A drink.
Okay. And you say, how much have you?
How much have you drunk?
Okay. And you say, we certainly do what, a lot of water?
Drink.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them, go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them,
go ahead and sit down.
Okay, so then he went ahead and
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, you just go ahead and
help yourself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me to see it already. What, himself? To see it already?
Since he had already helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
And what would you call them? Oh, peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself. What do you call those?
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
Any special names for if you grew them yourself?
No. Homegrown.
Okay. And something that's grown, I think it's grown somewhere in Texas. I'm not sure if it's grown here. And it's grown in Louisiana. It takes a lot of water to grow. People in China and Japan need it a lot.
Rice.
Okay. Where do they grow it? You know, in this section.
I know they grow it down in South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of water, you know.
Around Houston or?
Yeah, around there, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, places down close to the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been down there, but, you know, I've heard about it. About the rice plains down there, whatever you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. How far over Texas have you traveled?
Oh, I've gone all the way across Texas a few times. You know, like from Texarkana to El Paso,
mm-hmm.
and on out to California,
mm-hmm.
and back, and stuff like that.
Like when you were in the Navy, did you come home to?
I drove home one time when I was in the Navy, all the other times I flew.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could save money driving home one time. It costs more than flying.
Yeah. Have you been to any of the border towns? You've been down in Mexico?
Only border town I've ever been to was when we went to New Mexico year before last, or last year, I forget when it was, 2 years ago. We went down to Nogales, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That's there on the line, you know, there. Now it was Nogales, Arizona. We'd gone over to Tucson, Arizona to visit her brother that was in the Air Force there.